everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. I'm
Diosa. And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We are on the radio from 1 until 4, but we live on forever on the iHeart app, the podcast, John Cobell Show on Demand. It's the same show. After 4 o'clock, it gets posted. So anything that you missed here, you could listen when you get online later. And if you want to follow us on social media, it's at John Cobell Radio. All right. I'm not kidding. Early on, we covered this story, but I want as many people as possible to be aware of this because this could be a monumental moment. Earlier on, we had Greg Totten as a guest. He's the former Ventura County DA, and he's CEO of the California District Attorneys Association. And that organization, along with a number of others, got the financing for this revision of Prop 47. It's a referendum, and it's very likely to be on the ballot in November. And this is going to change the way life lives in California. Prop 47 was one of the biggest frauds ever perpetuated. And it was perpetuated by Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris and the Democratic legislature as a whole, but specifically Brown and Harris, because Brown endorsed and campaigned this. George Gascon wrote it. The co-writer, I forget who the other weasel was, but this was a Gascon creation, endorsed, Brown campaigned for it. And who wrote the big lie at the top? Who wrote the title and summary, which unfortunately that's all most people read? Well, it was Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris wrote, and I'll never forget this line, it's the Safe Schools and Neighborhood Act. Did we get safe schools and neighborhood from Prop 47? Safe Schools and Neighborhood Act, this led to homeless encampments directly in front of school entrances, complete with drug addicts, mental patients, gang members selling drugs and guns from the tents. That actually happened in Los Feliz. They actually had, it was like a one-stop shopping center for drugs and guns in front of a school there. Yeah. Safe schools and neighborhoods. What it did is it basically legalized retail theft, shoplifting. The smash and grab robberies grew out of it. It's the law that created this $950 window for people to steal and not be charged with a felony. They'd only be charged with a misdemeanor no matter how many times they stole. Unlimited number of times, only a misdemeanor. And in L.A. County, nobody went to jail for misdemeanors. They declared the jails too full. So if you got a misdemeanor, the sentence was suspended. Or you never even got it. It's like, what's the point? We can't put you away, so no sentence. Why were the jails overcrowded? Because Jerry Brown released a lot of the state prisoners into the local county jails. There you go. And it ruined Los Angeles. Absolutely ruined Los Angeles. It unleashed so many prisoners, so many drug addicts, so many criminals, petty criminals, and worse. It overwhelmed Garcetti. Garcetti just shrunk. And he ran away and hid. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take all these crazy people coming in. He couldn't take all the mental patients coming in. Didn't know what to do. And so he did nothing. He just hid for years. Of course he got reelected. Of course Jerry Brown got reelected. Of course Kamala Harris became vice president. She could be president before the show is over, for all I know. And they produced the worst, most destructive law in California history. Nobody has a law like this. You wonder why California has a huge percentage of homeless? The reason we have an overwhelming percentage of homeless people here is because of Prop 47. Most of these people have criminal records. Remember, what did I tell you Steve Gregory found? 70,000 homeless people have been arrested over the last 4 years, just in L.A. city. 70,000. A direct result of either being dumped out of the prisons and jails, or they don't get prosecuted anymore and sentenced. Came from Gascon, came from Jerry Brown, came from Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris, she wrote that misleading title and summary, and too many ignorant people voted for it. So what did we get? What was the result of all this? Lots of retail theft, smash and grab robberies, drug addicts everywhere. Everywhere, drug addicts. Drug addicts committing crimes. Because they're drug addicts, they're homeless. Suddenly we had thousands, tens of thousands of homeless added to the streets. Most of this didn't exist to this degree in 2013. Just 10 years ago. And we followed this every single day. The tripwire was Prop 47. It has to be eradicated. It has to be revised, rewritten, neutered. When I come back, I'm going to explain to you how this referendum will fix Prop 47. I'll tell you about the massive support for it already. I'll tell you what the Democrats, what they're going to try to do to thwart it, although legally they can't. Their hands are tied. We'll explain it all coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, last segment, I was telling you about how it looks as if that the forces behind the referendum that would greatly revise Prop 47 have won their battle. They got over 900,000 signatures. They only need 540,000. You know, it's got to go through the official counting at the county registrar offices around the state, but they have a huge cushion. I don't think even the criminals in the county registrar offices can screw this one up. And so we're really at a crossroads here. Now, we had Greg Totten on earlier, the CEO of the California DA's Association and former Ventura County DA, and I asked him what kind of support this has, any polling. And he said, as they were gathering signatures, or maybe right before, they tested out just the title and summary. Because the title is about the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. And that got a 70% approval rating, 70% support just for the title. Then they found out some of the details that it was going to turn repeated retail theft into felonies. It's going to turn drug use into a felony unless you go to drug treatment. See, people like that. Most people in California don't want to send everybody caught doing drugs to prison. But people really like the idea of go for drug treatment, and if you don't, then you go to prison. 89% support for that and the retail theft provision. 89% support. Then there's a third provision, okay? So number one, retail theft becomes a felony. Number two, drug use becomes a felony, but you escape prison if you go to treatment. Number three, fentanyl. It defines it as a hard drug in California. And you can get convicted of trafficking fentanyl and go to prison. You're a drug trafficker, you go to prison. Because fentanyl is responsible for 20% of all the deaths of people ages 18 and under. 20% now. That's how much fentanyl is out there. And it's poison. It's, in a lot of cases, instant death. Because it's showing up in all these random pills that kids take, passing them around in the library. You wouldn't believe how much stuff is passed around in libraries. A lot of attention deficit disorder drugs. A lot of painkillers like Percocet. A lot of things like a Valium. Kids all nervous and upset. They want to take something to calm down, and these pills are floating around. I'm sure a lot of kids bring them to school after raiding their parents' medicine cabinet. But in any event, it turns out a lot of them are laced with fentanyl. And then kids die unexpectedly. And we've had plenty of the parents on. Good people, nice people. Kid takes a pill in a library. Kid buys a pill online from some idiot selling it on TikTok. Kid buys it in an alleyway and dies. So that's got 94% support, the fentanyl provision to put traffickers in prison. 89% to make retail thefts a felony, to make drug offenses a felony, but you can go to treatment. And 70% support just of the title and summary before you know the details. So it's a winner. It's a big winner. So what the Democrats are doing is they're now pushing some package of bills, and it's not worth getting into the details because none of them will do, none of these will do what this referendum does. And that's by law. The way the Democrats wrote Prop 47, George Gascon wrote Prop 47 10 years ago, is they said the legislature can never change this. Only the voters can change it. And they thought California was headed towards the golden age of progressivism and that all their ideas would turn out beautifully. Allow retail theft? Retail theft will go down, they thought. Allow drug use? Drug use will go down. Yeah. And fentanyl didn't even really exist back then. All of it was a disaster. Newsom denies it. Gascon denies it. They all lie. They're all liars. At this point, I don't know what they're holding on to. I mean, Gascon is going down in November. Prop 47 is going to go down in November. Things are going to change. And if the Supreme Court rules the right way on the homeless issue that it has before the court, then cities will be able to. The cities will no longer have an excuse not to clean up the encampments and order people gone, or you go to jail. And maybe life gets better. I just wish people would read this stuff before they vote on it. I can't believe how little people read, and they go, "Oh, it's my duty to vote." No, you know, if you're not going to read what you're voting on, it's not your duty. Don't vote. Don't, please, stay home. It's fine to be ignorant. It's fine not to pay attention to the news and current events and what's going on. Fine. All right. You don't like politics. Fine. Free country. Don't vote then. What the hell are you doing voting for Prop 47? Now we got almost 50,000 homeless bodies littering LA County in the street. And they're dying at the rate of a couple of thousand a year. What good did you do? What good did you do by not reading the damn ballot to see what you were voting on and then do some critical thinking on how this would turn out. And by the way, don't believe any of their promises. Don't ever believe it's like, you pass this proposition. It's going to increase funding for drug facilities. It's like, well, no, it's not. We know that it's not. Oh, that reminds me. I got to get to this in the next segment. I got more stuff here than I have time for. No, but I got to while I'm thinking of it. I got to talk about the Newsom thing. You know, Newsom, it was discovered just a week or two ago that the $24 billion that the state of California has spent since 2018, this would cover Newsom's entire reign. $24 billion spent on California's homeless. Nobody, it didn't do any good. Homeless increased a lot, and they have no idea what it went for. They have no idea if any program was effective at all. You know what Newsom had the nerve to do yesterday? Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, what I was saying right before the news, Gavin Newsom was really caught with his pants down by the state auditor last week. The state auditor said You have spent $24 billion on homelessness, and there's no accounting. We can't tell where this money went, and we don't know what worked, if anything. Truth is, nothing worked. You ended up with more homelessness, a lot more homelessness, than there was in 2018. So Gavin Newsom spent $24 billion, and he himself was never interested in accounting for the money. Who got it? Where did it go? What did it do? They don't know where it was spent. And they don't know if anything positive came out of it. Obviously not. Just use your eyes. Now that should be cause for removal, right? You may imagine you have an executive at your company and he's blown $24 billion in just one of his divisions. And he can't tell you where the money went and he can't show you that it sold more product. In fact, there's proof that it sold less product, that it was a disaster. It was no. Now, the gall of this guy, and of course, he gets the grease treatment from Taryn Luna from the LA Times. Look how this is framed. Frustrated over the lack of progress on homelessness in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for increased oversight of cities and counties that receive state funds in an effort to hold them accountable to deliver results. Whoa! Wait a second. You're the one who gave them the money. You're getting mad at the cities and counties? Why didn't you track this for the last 6 years? It's on him. And now it looks like he's trying to come in and be the savior here, be the adult, demand accountability. Jason Elliott is Newsom's deputy chief of staff. He said local governments have told us that they have plans to reduce unsheltered homelessness. They've written that down and they've signed on the dotted line. This reform is about making sure those promises get fulfilled. Again, where have you been for 6 years? They only had this phony announcement because they got caught and embarrassed. This actually broke through that Gavin Newsom spends $24 billion and there isn't a soul in the state that has any idea where the money went. What a massive embarrassment for that phony. What an empty bag, huh? Well, it's time we do, it's time we hold the local cities and counties accountable. And did you see Karen Bass's pathetic performance this week? State of the City address. And it was centered around, let's get rich people to buy buildings for us that we could put the homeless in. She's another one. She's blown untold amount of money, and she's only been the mayor for 15 months. And she has no idea where it went either. And it didn't make anything better in the city. And there's more people coming to California every day. I mean, they're so overwhelmed. They're so in over their heads. Why don't you just admit it and resign? You don't know what to do, or you do know what to do. You won't do it because it would violate your progressive belief system. And you're overwhelmed. There's no way out of this for these people because all their ideas stink. Their ideas don't work. So there is no way out. You know what we have to do? Make it a lot easier. You pass this revision to Prop 47. And then drug use, felony, unless you go for treatment. You must go for treatment, right? Like I said. Retail theft, felony again. Fentanyl trafficking, felony. Otherwise, you get more of these stories. I'm going to play you this. This is cut one. This is a woman, and if you've seen this video, it's terrible. She bought some flowers for her mother, and she's walking on the street and is suddenly attacked by some monster in San Fernando. Play this story from ABC 7 reporter Michelle Fisher.
It was unexpected, and it's just traumatic.
This brazen robbery caught on surveillance video has left one woman in tears and a community on edge. Watch as Juliana Murillo's purse is snatched violently as she arrives home with a bouquet of white roses for her mother's birthday.
I couldn't process what was going on, and my body just went into shock. I just kept saying, what are you doing? What are you doing?
The victim emotional as she recalls the ordeal. It happened Monday afternoon, shortly before 3, outside her apartment building on Park Avenue, just across from the San Fernando public swimming pool. Murillo left stunned as the thief, described as a male Hispanic in his early 30s, runs away with her bag, inside her ID, keys, and card.
I got a notification that they tried to use it, and then a few, minutes later, somebody came and actually returned it, that they found it just tossed.
San Fernando police detectives are now asking for the public's help and trying to identify the suspect using license plate recognition technology.
It's kind of heartbreaking seeing the video, especially when an innocent person is just randomly attacked like that.
Meantime, Murillo is hopeful he's apprehended before he strikes again.
I just want to make everybody aware to be vigilant, to always look around at their surroundings.
News of the assault tonight prompting this San Fernando resident to take precautions.
I usually carry my pepper spray when we go down to Hanson Dam to walk. I'm going to have my pepper spray and then even a little pocket knife. But not around here, you know, so it's interesting. We'll start walking around with a pepper spray.
And you do get a pretty clear view of that attacker in that video. So if you have any information on who that might be, San Fernando police are asking you contact their detectives bureau.
And that woman was pushed hard from behind. So if this guy is hiding somewhere, everybody says, well, be aware of your surroundings. You can't have your head spinning 24/7 around your neck. Especially if these people are lying in wait, hiding, and they jump you without warning, push you to the ground. It was brutal to watch. I mean, she just got pushed and slammed to the ground there. It was heartbreaking. She's carrying flowers for her mom. But who is this guy? When they catch him, what's his record? How many times was he let out? How many times did he not get charged for previous crimes? Or they got plea bargained down? It wasn't a felony. They didn't go to prison. Or he went to prison, they let him out early. How many, you think first time he's done something violent like this? And he's pulling the purse away from her, dragging her on the ground. He does this every day, I bet. What, this was a rookie? That's the thing. It's going to be no follow-up. Maybe they never catch him. Who knows? And if they catch him, then what? He'll come out and start doing it again. All right, more coming up here. When we come back, one of the great classic board games has been lobotomized because Gen Z finds it too hard and too competitive. I'll explain coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Conway coming up in minutes. This is really annoying. You know, this is the generation where they didn't experience wins and losses when they played soccer. You don't keep score in soccer. There's trophies for everybody, right? Everybody's been joking about that for over 20 years. Well, now that generation, they're adults now. So the adults that nobody kept score for, that everybody gave out trophies to, now they're adults. And they're intimidated by Scrabble. So Scrabble is now making, for the first time in 75 years, historic changes to make it less competitive and more inclusive to appeal to Gen Z. There's now two sides to the board game, one side with the original game and another less competitive version. It's called Scrabble Together. It will include helper cards, use a simpler scoring system, and be quicker to play, and allow people to play in teams. The makers of Scrabble found that younger people, Gen Z people, didn't like the competitive nature of Scrabble.
So don't play.
Scrabble is too competitive? Wow, they're going to do well in the real world, aren't they? Can't wait till they go to work. Of course, They don't want to go to work. They don't want to show up at work, and they want to keep their work-life balance. And some days they're just not feeling it. They want a game where you can simply enjoy language words, being together, and have fun creating words.
That's Scrabble. Why did they have to change it?
You get all that with Scrabble, and then the competitive part is really fun. And it's you're on your own. It's you and your knowledge of words and your creativity and the quickness of your mind against everybody else. Scrabble has, we want the game to continue to be inclusive of all players. For anyone who's ever thought that word games aren't for me or felt intimidated by the classic game, Scrabble together is an ideal solution. That just makes me want to gag. Some people are calling it Scrabble for snowflakes or woke Scrabble.
Is nothing sacred anymore?
No, nothing sacred. This is it. That's just ruined the rest of my day. The scoring system is too complicated. What, triple word score? You count up all the points on your letters and you multiply by three. They can't do that. Conway's here.
Hey now, it's called Scrabble for LAUSD grads. There's a new version of it. Everybody only gets three blocks, three letters. You gotta figure that out.
Scrabble's too competitive.
There was a comedian, I can't remember his name, but he had a very funny line. He said they changed the name of the show, The Price is Right.
Yeah.
To The Price is Effing What? I went to lunch yesterday and I couldn't believe I haven't been to this, my favorite restaurant in Studio City in a while. And I can't believe what I spent for a meal there. It's off the charts.
I know.
I don't know how people afford it.
I don't think they can. I see that the credit card debt is hitting all-time highs.
And if you notice what kind of fast food fan you are, but I'm up there. There are no lines anymore except In-N-Out. You go to any of these other fast food places, you just drive up and the lady's sleeping.
Well, you're going to pay $20. I mean, a lot of the fast food is not good, but it's cheap.
That's right. That's why you go.
If it ends up being expensive and not good,
but
who's going to go?
I went to Taco Bell last night, and I don't know what Taco Bell has done over the last 4 or 5 years. I've been there in a while, but that was the best taco I've ever had in my life. And I was not, drunk or high or stoned or whatever. I was completely sober.
It was an off day, huh?
And that taco was unbelievable.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, right on, I don't know what they did on Buena Vista and Magnolia.
Wasn't there a thing a few years ago that like one third of it's not even meat?
I don't care what it was, man. Sick. That thing was unbelievable. So if you haven't been to Taco Bell in a while, visit again. They've upgraded the quality.
Did they?
Yes, extremely so.
You know what? Nobody does restaurant reviews of places like Taco Bell.
They should. There, yeah. Well, Saavedra does a lot of, he's a big fan. He does that Fork Report over the weekend. But you're right. He doesn't spend enough time on fast food places because that's where we're all going. We all go.
Yes.
We all enjoy it. It's quick. It fills you up. And then, you're on your own. We have some pretty cool guests today. Dean Sharp is coming on with us. And then we have Sissany from the Ryan Seacrest show.
Sissany,
that's what I said. What did you think I said? Sissany? Yeah, Sissany. She's great. She's terrific. And she's going to come on with us. We're going to talk about the Tortured Poets Department. You know what that is?
Taylor Swift's new album.
How did you know that? We had a bet in the hallway that you wouldn't know that. I lost my shirt.
We'll take it off.
I've lost literally $80 just now because everybody else on the show said you would know.
It was
said
in
no.
The news every 15 minutes.
I bet them all $20 each. Now I'm broke.
Crozier, it's in the news, right?
Yes.
Every 15 minutes you're reading it. Yeah.
I know, but John, you don't seem to be a guy who spends a lot of time on the Taylor Swift page.
I can't name one song.
Okay, see, that's what I was betting on. That you didn't know. I lost $80.
Look at that. You lost the bet.
I think you and I should split it, 40 each. It cost me money.
All right.
Well, all right. Ding dong.
Conway's next. Grocer's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.